From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The debate over taxes has dredged up another long-simmering issue, drilling in Alaska's Arctic Wildlife Refuge. As early as next week, a Senate committee may vote on whether to lease land in the refuge to oil companies and use that revenue to help offset GOP tax cuts. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
Proponents of drilling in the Arctic Refuge assume it'll bring in $1 billion in government money over a decade. That would come from leasing federal land and from royalties on any oil sold. But former Interior Department executive David Hayes thinks the feds would raise just 10% of that goal, based on how much companies paid recently to drill near the refuge.
You're talking about an area with great uncertainty about how much oil is there, and great reputational risk for any oil company that wants to try to open it up.
There are other risks. Will oil top $70 a barrel, which is what it may take to make money in Alaska? Will global oil demand peak? Still, Tim Bradner, co-publisher of the Alaska Economic Report in Anchorage, thinks there will certainly be companies willing to bid.
Whether the government would make its revenue targets out of a lease sale is a complete unknown.
What matters in D.C. is what the Congressional Budget Office thinks. If it agrees $1 billion can be raised, the bill can move forward. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.